We'll be joined by Immigration Minister Chris Bowen in a moment. But first up, the Prime Minister still grappling, of course, with the question of who will be Speaker when the new Parliament sits on Tuesday. The umpire's chair is still vacant after Tony Abbott rang Julia Gillard yesterday to say the opposition will not honour the new pairing arrangements. Here's the Prime Minister.
We gave our word. Our intention has always been to honour our word. I would have thought it was a reasonable expectation that the Leader of the Opposition would also honour his word. He has now said to me and effectively to the Australian people that his word is worth absolutely nothing.
The Opposition Leader says that pairing the Speaker would have been constitutionally unsound and legislation is too important to be left to an informal agreement. Well, watching all this from the sidelines, Michelle Grattan joins us in our Parliament House studio. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
Michelle, why did Tony Abbott walk away from this deal? It's tactical, presumably. What's it about?
Well, primarily because the deal doesn't particularly advantage the opposition and, well, really doesn't advantage the opposition at all and would advantage the government. It would give it slightly better numbers on the floor of Parliament, and Tony Abbott took the decision that it was better to wear the odium of breaking his word and have that longer term advantage.
He's been called a wrecker. Tony Windsor said you can't trust him, this is a breach of faith. Bob Brown called him a wrecker. Julia Gillard said you can't take this man at his word. Why doesn't Tony Abbott fear a backlash over this?
He'll get something of a backlash, there's no doubt about that, and it's not a good look. He's using the cover of the fact that the whole deal has become more questionable with the constitutional advice, which says that it's okay, but it has to be completely informal. But nevertheless, out there, the impression is that he has gone back on his word, but nevertheless, he is making the calculated judgment that it's better to have the advantage that he'll get of the closer numbers on the floor, and secondly, that people probably find this whole argument pretty arcane.
Okay, but the question of trust is the one that the country independents were building up so much before they decided who to back, and that's still hanging over this. But, I mean, what is clear now, if it wasn't already clear, I think it was, Tony Abbott is going to go in very hard to put the pressure on the government in this first few weeks of Parliament, because he thinks it won't last. It will break down, this Parliament. Julia Gillard is in trouble here. There's no doubt about it. She's now got a one-vote majority. And if you think about who's on the crossbenches, you'd think there'd be sort of one vote out almost on every issue, wouldn't you?
There's no doubt that it's going to be difficult to get legislation through, and the government's going to have to battle with the crossbenchers to persuade them to support individual pieces of legislation, and some of it will go down over the course of things. This, of course, already happens in the Senate, so it just multiplies a problem that is already there. But it'll be very, very tight. It was always going to be tight, but now it's tighter. Don't forget that the Speaker does have that casting vote, so that if there was a tied vote and a Labor Speaker, well, that vote would go to Labor. So
there is a Labor Speaker, let's go to that now. Labor will have to appoint the Speaker now that there's no deal. The odds are that There's Harry. apparently the government's working the phones to try and tempt a Liberal MP to desert and take the job. Is there a rat in the coalition ranks? Do you think he'd be interested?
Well, one never knows till the end, but I doubt it. I think that there would be a lot of criticism, obviously, within the Liberal Party or the coalition ranks, if it wasn't a Liberal, if it was a National, if somebody took the job in these circumstances, and I think that's pretty unlikely.
Okay, Michelle, thank you very much.
Thank you, Fran.
Michelle Grattan is political editor with the Age newspaper. It's 7:40 on RN Breakfast.